Hey there, everybody. This is Manaima with Empower You. Thanks for tuning in again with the Empower You podcast. This podcast is titled Behind the Waterfall. I've been putting out the content that I've been sharing has been on paying attention and noticing your focus. Pay attention where your energy is going. What is it that you're listening to? What are you talking about? Who are you talking to? And how frequently are you talking about the things that are bringing us fear and uncertainty? How often are your thoughts wrapped around what if, what if, what if, what if, what if? That is a spiral that can accelerate very, very quickly. And just in case you aren't aware, that is maybe the main thing that causes depression, is that reliving and reanalyzing and going over and over and over a scenario in your head multiple times and reinforcing and or emphasizing the negative feelings that come along with those thoughts and the pictures in our mind. So Behind the Waterfall is kind of, I don't know what to actually call it, but it references the idea of how meditation benefits the overactive mind. How does meditation help the overactive mind? So going back to some stats that I learned some time ago, experts say that the average human being has anywhere from 60 to 80,000 thoughts per day. So let me just interject and say, I don't even know any average people, to be real honest with you. And I know for a fact that my mind does things that I don't imagine other people's minds do. But as I've learned, I think that it's not that mine does anything more or less than what other people's does. It just does it a whole lot faster, maybe an increase in quantities over the years. But I've learned meditation, so it has truly helped me. Just a little background about me so that you might trust that I know what I'm talking about. I have battled with depression. I have battled with suicidal thoughts. I have battled with PTSD. I've had migraines and backaches and ulcers and all kinds of things from experiences that I have had in my life. So it's been a challenge. And when I found meditation as effective as it was for me, I got very excited because I lost my mom. My mother transitioned when I was 18 years old. And needless to say, I was completely unprepared for that event. I guess it's not needless to say, but my mom, to my knowledge, was not sick. I know she was severely depressed, and we were dealing with my sister, who had been a year prior to my mother's passing, had been diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor. So those are just the two cherries on top of everything else that was going on in our lives. And I, again, being 18, I was just approaching adulthood and did not get an opportunity to have any adult conversations with my mother based on any experiences that I had that I thought might contribute to helping her in any way. So I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, I'm going to share with you a little bit more about why meditation is so important and how you can get behind the waterfall of the constant flow of information that's being tossed at us from every single possible angle today with this whole concern about the coronavirus, or whatever they've renamed it. So I'll be right back. Don't go. All right, thanks again for tuning in with me, Manaima, and the Empower You podcast. Right before the break, I was sharing with you what was going on in my life when at the age of 18, that kind of tossed me into a spiral of depression for the next couple of decades. My sister was diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor that was absolutely devastating, absolutely devastating news, information. My mother was a nurse. She sat by my sister's bed for the entire year before she ultimately passed away from, in my personal humble opinion, depression. I mean, nobody could imagine. I know I can't imagine sitting with one of my children as they suffer through what my sister was going through. So my heart goes out to any parent who is dealing with that kind of stress and anxiety. But getting back to the constant flow of thoughts that are going through our minds on a regular basis, the average human has anywhere from 60 to 80,000 thoughts per day. So how do we go about, especially now when the information is so specifically tailored to one particular thing that is permeating everybody's consciousness? Every single part of our life has been affected by this scenario, and it can be very, very difficult. Oh my goodness, I can't even I can see so clearly how what I'm sharing now is so vital, and I do hope that it's able to help someone. So the standing behind the waterfall concept is, again, if you picture your thoughts as a waterfall, that it's just constantly going. There is no break. There's no pause. It doesn't stop at all. A waterfall continues to flow, just continues to flow. And most of us are kind of in the midst of those thoughts, if you will. If you're thinking of the waterfall as your thoughts that are constantly streaming, most of us are standing in the midst of those thoughts. So the concept of meditation is allowing you, although you cannot stop the flow of thoughts, we cannot stop our thoughts. Those are involuntary things, like the blinking of your eyes, like the beating of your heart, like your lungs working and keeping oxygen flowing through your body. Those are involuntary actions. Your thoughts are involuntary. You do not have control over what thoughts come to your mind. But what you do have control over is how much attention and energy you give to any one particular thought. And even if you find yourself caught in a thought or a thought process or an emotional reaction to a thought, you have the power. Once you practice it, it becomes second nature. It's become second nature for me. If and when I become disturbed by something, when I become uncomfortable by something, my emotions are triggered in some way, shape, or form, I am no longer able to stay at that state, because that's not my baseline anymore. I have learned to stand behind the waterfall. And when I do get caught in that stream of thought and or that emotional reaction, I'm able to take a breath and calm myself and redirect my thought process. And it requires a lot of effort until you get better at it. It's like walking. It becomes, you get better at it the more you do it. So that is why meditation is so key, why it is so important. When you're standing behind the waterfall, then you can watch the thoughts as they come and allow them to go without you engaging on any level. You can allow them to pass. It's like walking down the street. If you're walking down the street, or you're walking through the mall, or you're walking anywhere, and you happen to see some trash on the ground, you can either volunteer to pick it up and put it in the trash, or you can stand there and yell and scream and holler at it all you want. Or you can keep walking. So you have choices. And you have the same choices when it comes to your thoughts. But we are not practiced at it. So the more you practice it, the more in control of yourself you will be, and each of us as individuals will be. And that is where the amazing power of manifestation begins. We're always manifesting, but deliberately manifesting requires your conscious attention. And not manifesting things you don't want to manifest is in your power at that point. So that is what I wanted to share with you guys. Listen, I got a lot more to come, and I love this podcast platform because I can just get started and hit record and talk, because I like to talk. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Please share, like, and share, subscribe to the channel. In addition to that, there's somewhere you can hit a button and leave a voice message. I would love to hear your feedback. I'd love to hear what you think of the content, the information that I share. It means a lot to me to hear how it's affected you. And if you have any questions or if you want to contribute any kind of comment, it is absolutely more than welcome. So thanks. Like I said, like and share. Go out, do something. Well, don't go out. Don't go out and do something uncomfortable. Stay home and do something uncomfortable. But just remember, Manaima speaks to empower you. And I thank you, and I will see you guys in the next podcast.